Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Theory. I'm making an announcement that after Lust Theory Season 2 ends, we won't be moving to Season 3. Not just yet. Not until it's fully announced. Well, it's fully finished. Right now, it's still in development, and I'm not playing it in development. I'm going to wait till it's done because it's the end of the series. However, in the interquel between Lust Theory Season 2 and Lust Theory Season 3, the finale, we are going to play a game called Monster College. Now, some of you may have remembered me promoting the game, and we're going to go back. By the way, I pretty much have to do that whole thing all over again, but I'll just kind of skip to the part, you know, where we were last at. I'll have to check the video. But we should be getting through that since the game is now complete. Monster College is complete. You can get it on Steam, and it's DRM-free on Steam as well. So if you buy it, you'll get it. Also, there's another preview I'm going to do because I was given a free game code for an AVN. Not going to say what that is yet, but since the developer gave it to me as part of a, I don't know, special event or something, I said, okay, sure, I'll promote this next month. So there's a lot of AVN stuff next month for sure. But right now, guys, we are in Eroge month, so of course we're not going to be focusing on those right now. I don't know what's going on with Eroge. I do know that, what is it, Tsukuyomi, that remake of, well, it's a remaster of a classic Alisoft game. We'll be doing that. But let's go ahead and get started with this. Okay. So where were we? Bump into her before class starts, so we're gonna have to go back into... Alright. Yeah. She should be around here somewhere. Ah, oh, there she is. I'm still baffled by how fucking hot she looks in her skirt. Let's take a moment and appreciate all the hard work that's put to accomplish something like that. Ah, oh, yes.
Finishing up your perverted needs, you approach Ellen.
How should I come up to her? Hi there.
Turning around, Ellie's gaze rests on you. A smile decorating her face a moment later.
Hey, hot stuff.
You like playing chess?
Chess? Yeah, I guess.
Great, because I was in dire need of a queen. Oh, that's awful.
What? Oh. Oh, God.
You like it that much?
No. But it's so cringy, I can't help but laugh. Oh. I think it'd be wise for you to find a new pickup line. Or just don't ever do it again.
I thought it was good.
This is what a good pickup line sounds like.
Ellie grabs onto your shirt, pulling you close and enveloping your lips.
Mwah.
What was that?
A kiss.
Yep, that's what that's called, sir.
If you don't like it, feel free to return it.
Ooh, that was good. If you don't like it, feel free to return it. Okay, that was good.
So, what's up?
Ellie said I just need to say, what's cooking good looking?
I was thinking of putting a bun in the oven.
You what?
Oh God. You should have seen your face.
Figured she was messing with me when she instructed me to ask that.
You just made my day.
There's still a chance for me to get invited. I bet I can make it even better.
Ooh, a bet? Not much of a gambler, but I'm willing if it's you. What do you want if you win?
Dinner.
Not a bad choice. Same goes for me if I win.
You extend your arm, wanting to seal the bet.
So?
You're on.
Confirming the deal, you start panicking internally.
What do I do now? Although I sounded confident, I haven't thought much about it.
Do we start right away?
I got it! Follow me!
You lead Ellie towards the back of the building.
What are we doing here?
Soon enough, the sound of a door opening and closing echoes through the yard, indicating the show is about to start.
I'm about to destroy your little tight-ass pussy. You better do it quickly. My class starts in 5 minutes.
Did you bring me here to spy on them having sex? And how did you even know?
Shh, wait. I promise it'll be worth it. I remember when I seen this scene some time ago, but what followed was something I never thought I'd see in this lifetime.
You're going at it hot and heavy.
Soon enough, Ellie becomes completely engrossed in the couple. But your eyes stay glued to Ellie's ass.
She doesn't even notice her ass is poking out of her skirt. Want to prepare it first? You just want to get your cock sucked. Who doesn't?
She's getting to her knees.
Keep looking. It should happen soon.
Ellie wiggles her ass, the sight in front arousing her more and more.
Ah, slurp. Yeah, just like that. Wait for it.
It's not that.
Sliding her hand down to her skirt.
Okay.
Could you touch me?
What?
Needless to say, your bulge instantly becomes visible.
Is this turning you on? Yes, fuck me!
Am I weird?
I didn't think this would go this way, but I love it! Where?
Huh?
Where do you want to be touched?
You caress her exposed cheek.
That's a little loud for a whisper.
Your fingers scraping against her skin.
Scraping! Nobody's scrapping over here. Here?
Lower.
Tracing your palm down her thigh, Ellie moans out in frustration.
Higher.
Coming back up, your hand grazes up to her hip, lifting her skirt even more.
Oh, that's how we're gonna do it. Ah! 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 No.
Juices glistening in the sunlight.
Fuck!
Your fingers glide through Ellie's moist cunt, her juices lubricating your fingers.
I thought she doesn't like outdoor sex. Or didn't like outdoor sex. You're pretty dirty, aren't you? What if somebody comes and sees?
I can't help it. Watching this. Oh.
Pushing your finger deeper, you feel Ellie's walls clench around it.
Ah, God.
Adding another finger to play. You slide them into her.
I have to make her horny enough so she'll want to continue this after, since...
Not wasting another second. You press your lips onto Ellie's wet pussy, and out of the corner of your eye, you see him.
No, no, he's already here!
Why so soon? Oh.
Flicking your tongue over her clit.
Yes.
I'm close. Yes, there.
Finally, you stop and move back.
Why did you stop?
Just watch.
A raccoon?
And that's when shit hits the fan.
It's on my leg! Get it off! Wait.
What?
Ah!
Oh, no.
Did she fall down?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's shit on my ass! Calm down. I'm gonna puke. Wait, don't go. We can still do it. I don't mind. Wait.
The door bangs once again, indicating they're gone.
How do you get shit on your ass? And?
Ellie almost drops down, shaking in laughter.
This? No.
Didn't I say I'd make your day better?
You really did. But how did you know?
Fuck, I didn't think about that. It's a top government secret. But since it's you, I'll tell you.
You get closer as if someone's listening in on your conversation.
I can see the future.
Or you just hired actors to do a sketch.
Firstly, why would I do that? Secondly, who'd agree to get raccoon shit all over their ass?
You'd be surprised.
Huh. So I'm guessing I won the bet.
I guess you did. Dinner?
Yes, at your house.
My house? Why?
I hope this doesn't put you off, but I'd like to meet your mom.
Explain further.
Uh-oh. I like you.
Ellie's eyes widen at your statement, silence hovering over you.
And maybe I'm taking this too fast, but I...
No! I was just surprised, that's all.
So it didn't put you off? Again, guys, the girl that I would be going with in this game is Ellie. Like, that's the one I actually do like. I know a lot of you guys want the mother, but that's what the game is for. If you buy the game in season 3, you can probably have an Elizabeth ending. Because, as I was told long ago, I mean like last year, there will be one girl that you have to make a decision on out of all the girls in the game, and that's the one that you end the game with. It won't be an endless harem. That is not an option. It was going to be a completely different scenario, but they threw it out and got a, again, professional author. Not just a regular writer, professional author of several books to actually finish this. And he's been looking forward to doing all kinds of stuff with this, so it's probably going to be amazingly written. I don't even know. We'll see, right? So it didn't put you off?
I wanted to invite you anyway, but I was scared of the same thing.
So I take it that I'm invited?
Would you like to come over for dinner today?
I'd be honored to.
Guess your bet was done in vain.
I don't mind.
No. Let me give you a proper reward.
Grabbing your wrist, Ellie pulls you inside, taking you to your usual hangout. Just as you enter the bathroom, the last person leaves.
Now that we're alone...
Hearing random clamor outside, Ellie grumbles under her breath.
Someone might come in.
I can't keep up with her. She didn't mind getting fingered outside, but now she's worried someone might catch us.
Let's go inside the stall.
What do you plan to do to me?
You'll see. Don't worry, like it.
Going in the bathroom stall, you sit down on the toilet seat.
What now?
Locking the bathroom stall door.
You could try guessing. But let me give you a hint first.
Pulling your jeans down. Your cock springs out in all its mighty glory.
Dun 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 dun. It's not Rance, guys.
Still confused?
I think I get the gist of it.
May I proceed then?
You may! You may, lass, you may! The floor is all yours, literally.
Ellie's slender fingers grasp your cock gently.
You're so hard already.
Don't know how hard I am.
Did that couple make you horny? It's okay. It turned me on too.
It wasn't them.
Could it be?
Sliding a hand down her skirt, Ellie's eyes fill with lust.
Was it my pussy that made you this way?
I think a lot of men can answer that question with a yes. Damn it, it was all because of her pussy. That's what happened. That's what destroyed everything. Nah. God.
The door creaks open, making you flinch.
How long until they fix our bathroom? It's been a month already. Oh no, man. She won't. But honestly, I dig the girl's. Why? Smells like pussy. You find that funny?
Well, he isn't wrong.
Lifting herself up, she grabs a hold of her skirt.
But I tell you, as a man that has cleaned the girl's bathroom several times, I have smelled some of the worst pussy you can ever smell. Good Lord, I'll knock you down. There's a big difference. The men's room, ours smell like urine and farts, to be honest with you. But when it comes to women, good Lord, you can smell that shit from a mile away. I had to clean it several times, I can tell you. Smelled like a bad fish market. All the fish done gone bad. Lifting herself up, she grabs a hold of her skirt.
I'm pretty wet.
Ellie's juices drip down and your cock pulsates with anticipation.
Says the guy that barely gets any. We should wait till they're gone.
You wait.
Leaning against the bathroom stall.
I'll start.
Rubbing her clit, Ellie muffles her gasp upon the contact.
Smells like dick to me. I don't even know what that smells like. Be honest with you, like I've mentioned this story before. But I got a guy at work. I don't know what he eats. But that man has the nastiest stinking shits I've ever smelled. And I don't know how many years. You gotta understand, I did maintenance for like fucking years, guys. I started out working at a old folks home. And then I moved into some of the big retail areas, you know. I don't do it anymore. But after doing it for many years, like, it don't go away. But this man here, I don't know what's going on with that man. But that is the worst shit I've ever smelled in my life. He's married. Well, he's got a girl. And I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't know how she tolerates it. I mean, you gotta have about 14 cans of spray to get that shit gone. I don't even know. It lingers on. She must have to wear a clothespin when she sleeps next to him. I swear, I don't even know. I don't know how you do it. Anyway. Well, she's fingering herself over here. Hal, you have one. That I wash. Ah.
When did you become so... responsible?
She's right. Why am I just sitting here doing nothing? Well, time to play rants. Don't worry. There'll be some rants videos up later today. I'm in a never-ending loop for fuck's sake. Are you gonna go take that piss or what? I don't know how you managed to make me not want to go. What was that? But good job. Am I imagining it?
Flicking your tongue against her burning pussy. You feel Ellie's walls throb at your movement.
There.
Their footsteps slowly become distant, indicating they're leaving.
Finally! Now that we're alone...
More voices join soon after.
Oh, here we go! You gotta be kidding me. Hello, ladies.
Frustration, Ellie chuckles quietly.
Just ignore them.
I'm trying. Move. Someone's in a mood. Excuse her, she had a rough day. Is that the raccoon girl?
Feeling fingers graze your chin.
Seems I have to try harder to grab back your attention.
Whatever. Let's go, man. What about that? You gonna tell me you don't know what shit smells like? Seriously, start showering. Indistinctive, not undistinctive. Clatter.
I don't think they'll leave anytime soon.
What are they doing just hanging out in the bathroom?
Putting pressure on your shoulders, Ellie bounces her hips up, gliding your shaft through her legs.
Oh. Your cock. So,
You have to stay quiet.
Make me.
Not wasting time, your lips collide against hers, taking in her moans.
Oh, got his hands up on that heel.
Ellie sways her hips, grinding against your shaft. Her juices drenching your length, making it easier for her to glide on.
Shit, this situation.
I.
Nestling your head in the nook of Ellie's neck. Your lips trail down her shoulder. Sucking, biting, licking. Her sways slowly and gradually become vigorous.
She's close.
Planting her palm against your shaft.
Ugh.
Ellie presses your cock harder against her pussy, her climax nearing. Buckling her hips, Ellie's orgasm comes in crashing like waves.
Whoosh!
You quickly put a hand over Ellie's mouth, muffling her moans. Clouded by the overbearing pleasure, Ellie licks your hand. Her saliva coating your fingers. Hearing her lewd moans in the sight in front of you.
Fuck!
Orgasming yourself, your cum stains Ellie's body.
Oof!
The doors to the bathroom bang closed.
Weren't you supposed to be quiet?
Whoops! And what about you, Miss Hypocrite?
We should go before a teacher or something comes.
Smart.
Cleaning yourselves up, you quickly sneak out the bathroom, going unnoticed as you exit the building.
I'll head out then.
Don't forget to send me the time.
Don't worry, you'll have the text waiting for you at the same time you arrive home.
Ellie turns to leave again, only to turn back and prance back to you.
Okay then.
You try deepening the kiss, pushing in your tongue. Pushing you back, Ellie can't hide the amusement in her eyes.
Not now. We'll have enough time for that later.
Sending you a flirty wink over her shoulder, she leaves you behind.
That went well. Anyway, I should check my phone once I get home. Ellie will surely update me by then. It's Ellie. Hey.
I checked with my mom. 6 p.m. Be there or be square.
So 6 p.m. Enough time for me to get her flowers and get ready. Oh Lord, gotta go ahead and get her flowers. Go get her flowers.
Yes.
Trying to sound like Sling Blade. Oh, Lord, here we go. Damn.
Don't be late. Don't want your dessert getting cold.
Can't miss dessert.
Giving you a heart, Ellie goes offline.
Boop. I can't wait.
Appreciating the scent picture some more, you go about the rest of your day. Waiting for your dinner date. And a few hours later.
Why am I this nervous?
Sweaty palms against your jeans.
Good Lord, sir, calm down.
You grip the bouquet of flowers tighter.
Come on, Grim, get your head in the game. What you doing?
Courage, you ring the doorbell, letting Ellie know you arrived. Soon the door opens, Ellie's smile welcoming you.
You're here!
Getting a whiff of the delicious smell, emitting from inside, you feel your mouth water.
And it seems I'm just in time.
Come in. I was just about to set the table.
Nodding, you follow Ellie inside.
I know what y'all here for. Y'all want to see Ellie's mama. Well, I ain't gonna disappoint, because I know you mama folks over here are just those looking for a woman your own age. Aren't gonna be disappointed this time.
Once inside, your nose gets overfilled with a delicious smell.
I hope you'll like what my mom made.
Whatever it is, it already smells amazing.
Already flattering me.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. We did look at Angelina, didn't we?
Angel appears from the kitchen, her apron hugging her curves perfectly.
Oh, okay.
You really waste no time sucking up, do you? Mom! Ellie, don't be such a stick in the mud. I'm only joking. Ah, sure you are.
Angel approaches you, wiping her hands against her apron.
I'm Angelina, Ellie's mom.
Grim, do people call you Angel?
Not anymore.
Whoa, she used to be a stripper. That's a lie. Clearly heard Sophie calling her that last time.
Feeling Ellie jab you with her elbow, you panic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. Well, let's not ruin our yet to start dinner.
You already set the table?
I had extra time, seeing the dinner is pulling pranks on me.
Still not done?
It will be in about 10 minutes. I hope you arrived hungry.
Easy to say, starving.
Good. I like men with an appetite.
Mom!
Heavens, Ellie, relax.
You're scaring him.
Is that true? Am I making you uncomfortable?
Deny! Of course not!
See, Ellie, not everyone is so uptight as you.
The death glare Ellie sends her mom's way has you shivering.
Fuck, I better fix this pronto.
Grabbing hold of Ellie's hand, you give it a good squeeze.
So, how am I doing on the sucking up part?
Amazing.
Be careful not to take it too far, though.
Deal.
What are you two whispering about?
Letting go of Ellie's hand, you change the subject.
So, what's for dinner?
I'm making our secret family dish.
Mom, it's fish sticks. Not a lot of mystery there.
Our family were simple folk.
Let's go.
Where are you kids going?
I'm just gonna show him my room.
Okay, keep your door open.
Mom, seriously?
I'm joking. Not really.
Mom.
Okay, I am. But be ready for me to randomly pop in. So if you plan on doing something, I'm ready to make it hella awkward.
Why can't you be normal?
Too boring, honestly.
Ignore her. Follow me.
Play nice, and remember, dinner is ready in about 10 minutes.
Now that's her mama. So she's gonna have a little bit of that.
As Ellie walks you to her room, your eyes catch a passing glimmer.
What was that?
Here we go.
Oh, she got all these waifus that we're familiar with. You know, it's Errol Gay month, and she's got pictures of them right here.
What do you think?
It suits you.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. That chair. I bought a chair exactly like that. I put it back in the box. Oh no! I bought this chair. I assembled it. Assembled it real good, by the way. Sat in it. So this is a piece of shit. Went in there, unassembled it, threw it all back in the box, got my money back. And I took this old office chair I bought like 4 or 5 years ago. Just took it back from around the dumpster and put it back. Because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a good chair. And that chair right there, hell, I fall back in it. Yep, that's exactly the kind of chair I bought, too. I'll never buy it again. They call them gaming chairs. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to take an old office chair, good old leather office chair, before I take a piece of shit like that. Y'all are messing y'all backs up. I don't care what it says about lumbar support. It's cute.
Are you saying I'm cute?
Haven't I told you already?
There's always room for more flattery.
Well then, you're stunning. Sexy.
cute?
Incredibly so.
Sorry about my mom, by the way.
Why do you keep apologizing?
Did I already?
Fuck, I probably mixed up the days. I'll just pretend she did. Yeah.
It's just that...
What?
I don't want you to get scared away.
You like me that much?
Haven't I told you already?
Hitting me back with my own words. Ruthless.
Not as much as you for not answering me back.
How do I present it in a way you'd understand?
Grasping onto Ellie's chin, you lightly lift her head up, her lips trembling from the contact. Lightly pecking her lips, you move away a second later.
Was that enough?
Persuade me some more.
Ellie goes in for a kiss, her luscious lips pressing against yours.
Uh-oh, my mama fitting to walk in.
Returning it with the same initiative, the kiss soon becomes steamier.
You like it that much?
Her palm traces down your torso, landing on your bulge.
Seems like you do.
Ellie drops down to a crouching position.
Oh, here we go. Should we really be doing this? Your mom might come in to check up on us.
You seem stressed. I should help you with that. Shouldn't I?
Oh, here we go.
Grasping your length with her delicate hand, a grunt escapes your lips.
Wow.
She's already seen it once. It's like the eighth wonder of the world or something. He's a regular John Holmes.
I've seen it earlier today. But I'm still amazed by its size.
Gliding her hand up and down, Ellie's eyes stay glued to your hardened length.
Ellie, I really don't want to get caught by her mom.
Going for the kill, she pops her tongue.
I tell you, that's like a fucking submarine sandwich.
Swirling it around your tip.
Yep, there it goes. It's like a one damn big old pack of hamburger meat. Shit, Ellie, we should really...
Sorry. I'm sucking a cock.
Without warning, she slides your
Holy shit! Wow! Her behavior is so weird. Has she always been like this? Or could our little voyeurism session be the cause?
Ellie sucks your cock, her tongue dancing in circles.
Ellie, breathe! Breathe, please! Whatever the reason, I'd be a liar if I said I don't like it. You're amazing.
Popping it out, Ellie smiles at you adoringly.
It's not over yet.
What Zero says when he gets low on health in the Mega Man X games. Not over yet!
She returns up, a coy smile framing her lips.
Now that your appetite is prepared...
Dropping her skirt with ease. You're yet again met with a familiar sight.
But?
The words, we can't, really shouldn't leave your mouth right now.
Lifting her leg up, you see a familiar glimmer.
Oh, she's got a thingy. So that's what that was.
I put in the biggest I have. It still might be tight. But I don't doubt your dick will be able to fix that. Here. All nice and ready.
Oh, here we go. How can she be so relaxed when her mom is literally downstairs? And why am I being so paranoid? Even if her mom catches us, I can just try again tomorrow. But trying again is so time-consuming.
You're coming or what?
Oh no, we gonna see! Fuck it.
With your cock in hand, you approach her.
You really know how to surprise a guy.
Stop it with the flattery already and fuck my asshole.
Yeah. First meet a girl, she already wants to... Anal. Y'all kids, different. Different time.
Dinner will be ready soon.
Suddenly...
Ellie!
Stopping midway, you look towards the door.
We'll be right there, Mom. Quick. That only bought us about 2 minutes. Tops.
Now she's speaking my language. Oh yeah, here we go.
Help!
Help!
Mom?
In a hurry, you fix your clothes and hurriedly search for Angel.
Should we do something?
You mean, besides laugh, Ellie? I'm here, Mom.
Are you alone?
I'm here too.
This is so embarrassing.
What were you doing anyway?
I figure I had time to finish doing the laundry. Didn't think I'd get stuck like this. Now, I know how those porn stars feel when...
Mom!
Oh, stop your nagging and get me out.
What about the fish sticks?
No! Ellie, go get the fish sticks.
But what about...
Oh, he will help me, won't you? Hurry, before they turn to charcoal!
Oh, Lord, here we go!
I'm going to save the already burning dinner.
Hey, you still there?
Right here, miss.
Don't call me that. Makes me feel old.
Sorry, what should I call you then?
Call me Angelina.
Alright then, let's get you out, Angelina.
Closing the bathroom door behind you, you approach her.
So, should I just... What?
Is something wrong?
Well, for starters, you're not wearing any...
I forgot.
Do you want to wait for Ellie?
I mean, you already saw everything. Might as well finish the job.
Finish the job?
Yeah, pull me out.
For a moment there, I thought, here I go.
Grabbing hold of Angel's hips, you start pulling.
Not so hard.
You pull and tug, but with no success.
How in the world do you put your whole self in the washer, in the dryer? Why is it stuck so hard?
Just be careful not to...
Mom! Why aren't you wearing panties?
Shit, I didn't even notice her come in.
Why do you think I'm doing laundry? It's not like it's his first time seeing a vagina, right?
It's not.
There you go. Care to help me out now?
God, you're unbelievable.
Taking your stances, you start pulling.
Not so rough.
Pull harder.
I'm pulling!
You continue tugging with more force. Suddenly, your poorly buttoned jeans come loose.
What?
They fall down, exposing your previous hard-on.
Uh-oh!
Pull!
Wait!
Ellie tugs, causing you to lose your balance.
Ah!
Well, I guess if you repeat a day 1,000 times, something like this is bound to happen.
Oh my fucking god!
Ellie, honey?
Yes, Mom?
How do I say this? There's something in my lady parts.
That'd be me. How did I slide in so easily?
you're a nice kid. But, could you please take your dick out of my pussy?
I'm so sorry!
Trying to shuffle to your feet, your jeans prove to be a real obstacle.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Trying to fuck my mom?
What? Are you serious right now?
Oh, please calm down.
After several failed attempts, You manage to get up. Finally, Angel wiggles out, her skin burning on the parts that were stuck.
Oh. Mom, I... Let's not mention it. We'll just ignore it. It was an accident, right?
Of course, I would never...
Then it's settled. Who's up for dinner? Because I'm famished.
Together, you make your way downstairs, still shocked from the situation that just took place. Finishing up, Angel sets the food on the table. Starting dinner, you eat in awkward silence.
God, you could cut the tension with a knife. Boy, those are fish fillets.
So, how do you like your food?
It's good.
Still sucking up, eh?
No.
Relax. Haven't you realized I have a weird sense of humor by now?
Oh, right.
Ellie, what about you? Ellie?
Ellie?
Finally reacting to her name being called, Ellie looks up.
What? Are you okay? Yeah, why wouldn't I be? Well, for starters, you haven't touched your food. And you kind of seem lost in thought. I'm fine. Your tone doesn't agree.
Would you just let it go?
Watch your tone, young lady.
Watch your pussy!
Almost spluttering your food out, you start choking on it.
Here, drink some water.
Stop worrying about him. That's my job.
Oh, Lord.
Ellie, what's gotten into you?
Stop.
The girls go quiet upon your sudden outburst.
It seems what happened can't be ignored so easily. So let's straighten out everything right now. No, I'm sorry for being like this, but let me talk. Ellie, listen to me. It really was an accident. No one could have known something like that would happen. I still can't believe it. And I swear on everything I have, I didn't want it to happen either. And Angelina is probably feeling the same way, isn't that right?
Yeah. That's right.
See?
I know, but still.
I really like you. And I don't want this to ruin what's going on between us. So my question is, Angelina, I'd like to date your daughter. I know we had a rough start, but I'd like it if we could just move past this. Would that be okay?
Well, that was beautiful. But it isn't up to me, is it?
All eyes are on Ellie, who's clearly contemplating hard.
Ellie? I promise to make it up to you.
Okay.
Okay?
You'll have to put in the work.
I plan to do just that.
I'm not gonna be easy.
Never thought it'd be.
Okay, now. Stop it with the overbearing cuteness. I'm gonna barf. Mom! Joking. I'm glad you talked it out. Can we continue our dinner now?
The rest of the dinner goes by comfortably.
Oh, Mom, you did it again. Was it good?
Amazing!
And you?
It was delicious.
I'm glad to hear it. Would you like something else to drink? A glass of wine, maybe?
Do all older women like to drink wine?
We have to go soon, or we'll be late for the party.
Well, that's a shame. Guess I'll start the dishes, then.
I'll do it, Mom.
Oh, will you?
Yeah, you and him can spend some time getting to know each other.
Don't you think we're already way past that?
It's like she read my mind.
Too soon, Mom.
Okay, miss, I have a stick up my ass.
Mom.
Fine, I'll stop. You'll have a really hard time with that one.
With a grumble, Ellie gets started on the dishes.
I love pushing her buttons sometimes.
I'm sensing most of my hard times will be caused by you.
Me? don't think I'll be as problematic as your lying problem.
Huh?
It was cute how you lied about not liking being inside my pussy.
You start choking on air, unable to comprehend the words leaving Angel's mouth.
Is everything okay?
I don't know. It definitely doesn't seem like it is.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine!
Okay then, weirdo.
As Ellie proceeds washing the dishes, you put your attention back on Angel.
Man, is this awkward. Alright, as interesting as this is, we've got to get into Lust Academy. So we'll see you guys next time with more Lust Theory Season 2 on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm out.